We're talking about political reconciliation, and let's make it personal. I want to introduce you to a couple whose marriage could be an example to us all. It starts like something ripped out of a terrible rom-com. She's a lifelong liberal. He's a senior editor for the Conservative National Review. This sounds like a recipe for marital disaster. And yet, Jeannie Safer and Richard Brookhiser have been happily married for more than 35 years.
We met in a singing group.
I had been a member of it for a couple of years, and then Rick joined. We sang Renaissance religious music on street corners. And he had a wonderful voice.
And so did she. And she had a great laugh.
I recognized how wonderfully he sang, and he was a charming, tall, good-looking guy. And I asked him what he did, and he said he was a writer, and that was great. And then I asked who he wrote for, and he said William Buckley at National Review, which was less great, but that's how we met.
I'm a conservative Republican, and I went to an Ivy League school, so I was already used to being among people who were mostly not of my views.
Well, it was different for me. I mean, first of all, I'm a liberal, but I really didn't know anybody like Rick. I didn't know anybody who was conservative. The conservatives for me were the John Birch Society. So I got an education, and I found to my distress and comfort that many of the people whose opinions appalled me, who were Rick's colleagues, I liked very much. And sometimes they were a lot more gracious to me than my friends who agreed with me were about him.
My conservative friends had the same view of Jeannie's charms as I had, so it was an easy sell.
The one time,
it was a cruise for my magazine, National Review, and Jeannie was seated next to Newt Gingrich, who had just become the Speaker of the House. And they got into a little tiff about George Washington, who was the subject of my first biography. And Newt was saying, "Liberals hate Washington." And Jeannie said, "No, Mr. Gingrich, liberals esteem George Washington. I do." And he said, "Liberals hate Washington." So that didn't work out very well.
Well, you know, we do avoid a great deal. And I think that's a very wise move. At a certain point in any marriage, you realize there are things you are never going to meet on. Now, they happen for us to be things like abortion, assisted suicide, gun control, etc. And we both feel passionate about these issues, but we feel more passionately about our relationship and the things we have in common.
What we like to read, what we like to listen to, the kind of places we want to live, that's very similar, always has been.
Also, his political analysis is fascinating, and he's a superb writer. So there's, you know, we obviously focus on the things that work, but there's an awful lot that works. We don't have to labor at that at this point.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. One way that gets you over the bumps is to take a step back and analyze what's happening. I mean, instead of like grabbing each other's throats and going at the issue, you can say, "Ah, well, your side really played that badly," or "My side really had an own goal, didn't they?" You know, you can always do that.
This year we're having a delightful time of it, I have to say, because it's so ghastly on both sides that we're building up capital for the future, I would say. And, you know, you do have to have a sense of humor, but you also have to have a basic notion that you really are not going to change your mate's politics any more than you're going to change many fundamental things about that person. You know, you really don't ask the party registration of the person who's helping you when you're getting chemotherapy. And we both had that experience. So what really counts is your character. And politics, alas, does not define good character.
Let me disagree with you on that. Politics is important. It's very important. But it's not the only thing that's very important. There are many other things. Life is complicated.
But let me disagree with you that politics is important. But in a marriage, goodwill is more important and appreciating the underlying things about the other person. Because there are plenty of things that every couple in the world who has a long marriage have disagreed with passionately about.
I have made you more civic-minded. I mean, because of me, you vote in every election, which you didn't used to do. But now you know you've got to go out and cancel that vote of mine. So I've made you a better citizen.
Yes, I vote in every single election, and I expect Rick to vote too. I would never say that he shouldn't, because being a conservative is really part of who he is. And I love him with all of that. And I don't even call it a warts and all at this point. It's part of his character, part of his seriousness, part of his intellect. And it's a package deal for me.
Jeanie Safer and Richard Brookhiser. Jeanie's a psychologist and the author of The Golden Condom and other essays on love, lost, and found. Richard's a senior editor of the National Review. His most recent book is Founder's Son, A Life of Abraham Lincoln. And coming up, jazz performer Esperanza Spalding on how to reconcile through improvisation. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRI, Public Radio International.